Psalm 66, we read these words. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name and make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God has done. How awesome his works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations and let the rebellious rise up against him. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He preserves our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, test us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through the fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple and burn offerings and fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke. When I was in trouble, I will sacrifice fat of animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and listen, all who will fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise is on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Awesome words. Look forward to hearing what God has to say to us through his messenger this morning. God bless. Pastor Lynn.
So the children's church is dismissed at this time. And for those of you remaining in this service, I'm going to ask that you would open up to Psalm 66. Once again, Psalm 66. As I was considering what we could do on this particular Sunday before Thanksgiving, my mind went to this just needs to be a time of praise. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at four different things out of this psalm. But between each one of these, we're going to give opportunities for you to share. And so I want you to be ready to give a word of testimony as to something that God is doing for you, something that God has done for you, and just be prepared, all right? Because we would love to hear. We'll take two or three between each one of these points. So be ready to share with us what God is doing. And let's make this a service of praise. We're not going to be doing prayer requests during this one. We're going to be doing strictly praise. And so if God is real to you, we want you to share that. If God has not fallen asleep on you, we want you to share that. All right? Because we know that God is real and that he has not fallen asleep. And so we want to have some wonderful, wonderful sharing and blessings in this service today. As we look at this, I want to share with you these four things out of this particular psalm. I want to share with you the praise of the present, the remembrance of the past, the confidence in God's leadership, and the trust in God's presence. So let's keep those things in mind as we begin to work our way through this. First of all, I want you to notice the praise of the present. In verses 1 through 4, we read these words. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are thy works. Because of the greatness of thy power, thine enemies will give feigned obedience to thee. All the earth will worship thee and will sing praises to thee. They will sing praises to thy name. Now, as the psalmist is beginning this, and by the way, this particular psalm was written, if you will notice, to the choir director. And in those psalms that were written to the choir director, they were psalms that were to be sung in worship. And so this would have been one of those songs that the people would sing in praise. And as he talks in these first four verses, I want you to notice that he's referring to the present praise of the people will bring about the future blessing of God. Do you realize how important praising God really is? Because when we praise God from a heart that is filled with gratitude, God prepares our way for future blessings. Now, the opposite is true too. When we praise with hearts that are not pure before God, He doesn't hear us. When we pray with praise with ulterior motives, God doesn't pay any attention. When we praise with a hardness in our hearts, God doesn't hear. God hears the openness of the praises of the people. And that's important for us to realize, because we cannot bluff God. He reads the heart. He reads the mind. He reads absolutely everything. He knows what's hidden in the deep recesses of our hearts and our minds that no one else might see. But God sees all. And so He has asked us to come together with hearts that are open, with hearts that are fully yielded to Him, with hearts that will praise with a genuine praise. And that's how he begins this particular psalm. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are thy works. Has God ever done anything awesome for you? If He has, I'd like a couple of you to stand and just kind of share something that God has done for you that is just awesome. So we open it up. Kelly.
I'd like to praise the Lord for what He has done and what He is doing for my family.
Amen.
Everett Mark.
All right. All right, praise the Lord. God is working in that realm, isn't He? That's for sure. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. Someone else, has God done something great for you? Yes, Bill.
I want to praise the Lord for what He's done with me and quite a bit the last couple of months. Some injuries and stuff. And He's blessed me and helped me grow. I'm pretty excited about the Lord. And He's just awesome. And He's really changed my life. And I just want to praise His name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Stacy.
Praise God and thank Him for my family. I'd like to thank Him for our extended church family and just the kids in this church.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Has God done something amazing for you? Would love to have you share. You know what? I thank God for pie too. That's, yeah, absolutely. God bless you. Thank you, Bill.
Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rosie. God bless you. Thank you. Let's move on to number two. I want you to notice, secondly, the remembrance of the past. Look at verses 5 through 7. Come and see the works of God, who is awesome in his deeds towards the Son of Man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. As the psalmist continues here, he tells us we need to remember the great things that God has done for us in the past. We can't live in the past, obviously, but we can recall and draw faith and strength from those moments in our past when God has done something amazing for us. And, you know, it's important that we revisit those moments in life, those landmark moments where we step back and we remember it was right here when God touched my heart and showed me my need for Jesus Christ. And I received him. It was right here when God sanctified my heart wholly. It was right here when God blessed with children my life. It's right here. You know, those times of remembrance are very, very vital and important to us. And I wonder if there would be a couple here who would like to stand up and say, I remember when Jesus Christ changed my life. Is there anyone like that you'd like to stand up?
Thank God for reopening my eyes in 1987. I went forward right over there at Alder. And I just want to praise him for the things he's done in our lives. Gave me a wonderful family, and I just thank him for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John. Thank you. Stacy?
This one's a little harder to share. Mary Jo and I didn't always get along great in our early marriage, and our marriage was just about to end. And pretty much I was just not the kind of person who didn't really love my wife the way I should.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Someone else, you'd like to share that significant moment with us? Yes, Elsie.
Because it
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elsie. Thank you. Anyone else? Is it Carol? Okay. Amen. Amen. I remember when Floyd came home from Iraq. God bless you. Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Vicki.
8.5 years ago, they told us my mom was going to die. And we got a miracle. She's still here.
Amen. Amen. God answered the prayers, didn't he? Thank you. Anyone else? Folks, let's always remember those significant moments in our lives when God revealed himself to us in some kind of a unique way. That's what having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is about. He involves himself in personal areas of our lives, and he makes his nearness makes us aware of his nearness in those significant moments. So let's move on now to number three. Let's look at, as the psalmist continues, he talks about the confidence in God's leadership, beginning at verse 8, reading through verse 15. Bless our God, O peoples, and sound his praise abroad, who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip. For thou hast tried us, O God. Thou hast refined us as silver is refined. Thou dost bring us into the net. Thou didst lay an oppressive burden upon our loins. Thou didst make men ride over our heads. We went through the fire, through the water, yet thou didst bring us out into a place of abundance. I shall come into thy house with burnt offerings. I shall pay thee my vows, which my lips uttered, and my mouth spoke when I was in distress. I shall offer to thee burnt offerings of fat beasts. With the smoke of rams I shall make an offering of bulls with male goats. As the psalmist continues here, the psalmist places complete confidence in God. And he is looking back at real moments in his life and in the life of the history of Israel at this point. And he's referring to the fact that God is there whenever and wherever we go. He gives us hope. He gives us guidance and protection if we'll listen to him. If we determine that we're going to follow his path, he blesses us and fills us with all joy. And as the psalmist is talking about that, he tells the people of Israel to bless God. Bless our God, O people. He is our God. He is the God of all creation. He is the God who is awesome. He is the God who keeps us in life. He is the one who walks with us through the difficult, difficult moments in life. I love what the psalmist said in the 23rd Psalm when he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me." Folks, no matter what we face, we don't face it alone. God goes with us. God helps us. God protects us. God blesses us. God gives us strength. God gives us his presence. God gives us the joy and the hope that no matter what, He will be there. And when we determine that we're going to follow Him, He opens up the seas before us. He opens up the opportunities for us to walk on dry land so that we don't need to stumble and we don't need to drown. But God will give us Himself. Follow His leadership. Perhaps there is someone here today who would be willing to stand up and say, you know, there was a point in my life when I needed the Lord's direction. I just kind of was doing things on my own. But God drew close. And because of my willingness to follow Him, He has blessed me from that point on. Is there anyone here today who would like to share about that kind of leadership in God? Yes.
Just thank the Lord for all His work in my life. I mean, that, what you said just described me perfectly. There's a point in my life where I was living for myself and ignoring the Lord. And ended up in a position where the only way I saw out was through God's leadership. And since that point, it's just amazing what He has done in my life and where I am now versus where I was. You know, I thank Him for His love and His grace and His mercy. Here I am today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, JW. Anyone else? Yes, Sylvia.
I'd like to thank the Lord for His leadership in our family. The Lord is the leader of our household. We have been called in the past, maliciously been called, our family's been called freakishly godly family. And like I said, it was meant to be malicious, but I take it as an honor. That God is the head of our household, and here we are, freakishly godly.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else?
Well, I have to give my Jesus some praise. I accepted Him as a child, and an older person, not at this age, but going through those teenage years, making decisions, I walked away from Him and at different times in life. And I've always found Him faithful. If I call for His help, He's right there. Even though I might not like what I have to go through to get back to where He wants me to be, it's all worth it. And I just praise Him for my family, and that Gaylord's in heaven, and so is Mark. And we just praise Him for that.
Amen.
And His mighty works. Just praise His name.
Amen. Amen. That's a past moment, Gaylord and Mark in glory, but a future intent, you'll be reunited. Yeah. Amen. God bless you, Doris. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, let's move on then to number 4. Trust in God's presence. Look at verses 16 through 20. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell you of what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His loving kindness from me. You know, as the psalmist is writing, he's talking about the need that an individual has for purity before God. Total openness. The book of James tells us that people pray and they don't receive because they pray with the wrong motive. They pray selfishly. They pray for things that they might be able to consume in their own lust. And God doesn't answer. The psalmist says, you know what? When I don't regard iniquity in my heart, when I don't try to hide sin, when I'm open and pure before God, he hears. And not only does he hear, he responds. And he moves. You know, I remember the night that I gave my heart and life to Jesus Christ. It was the very first time I'd ever heard the message of salvation. 19 years old. Had never heard that God loved me. I'd heard his name a lot, but not used in conjunction with love. The first time I ever heard that Jesus Christ died for me with an open heart, I went and knelt before God. Did I understand everything at that point? Absolutely not. Did I really understand much of it? Absolutely not. But I knew that in my heart, if there was a God who existed and loved me and was willing to save me and deliver me from alcoholism, I wanted a relationship with that God. More than anything, I wanted that. And when I fell on my knees and I asked him, I was totally drunk. When I stood up, I was completely sober. God delivered me that very moment of alcoholism. And you know what, folks? That only happened because my heart was pure before God. I wanted him more than anything. We sometimes don't get our prayers answered because our motives aren't pure. Sometimes our impure motives hold back the hand of God's blessing. I don't know what your situation is today. I don't know what it is that maybe you're struggling with something. Maybe you're struggling with someone. And it's just time to give it up. To go before the Lord. Honestly, nothing held back. And ask him to give you hope, to give you help. Maybe there's something that's happened in your life years ago, and you've not responded in a proper fashion, and you just need to let it go. Maybe there's something that has a hold of you right now that is gripping you, and you just need to let it go. Well, if you'll be pure before God, clean intentions with a desire to know him more fully, not selfishly, but for his glory. If you come before him in that fashion, he'll respond. And he'll change you. And he'll make you what he wants you to be. But folks, understand, God does not like people who play games. A sincere heart is vital. A willingness to be what God wants you to be. Not what you want to be, but what God wants you to be is the most important thing in the world. I encourage you today to really let your life be a praise to God. I encourage you today to release anything that keeps you from being all that God wants you to be. I encourage you today to not fight against God, but to give yourself totally and completely to Him so that He can give Himself totally and completely to you. God will honor that prayer. But like the psalmist said, if I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Don't try to hide. Be honest. And watch God move. You see, remember what God has done for you in the past. Realize He's with you in the present. He has promised to be with you in the future. But more than anything, He wants a relationship with you that is based on His love and His grace. He wants to pour out on you forgiveness, hope, strength, encouragement, and peace. He wants to pour out on you His Spirit of love, of compassion. Don't resist Him. Open yourself up and watch God do a miracle in your life. Would you please stand? I'm going to ask you to take your hymnals and open up to a chorus, number 112. Chorus number 112. Jesus, name above all names. We're going to sing this through two or three times, I don't know. We're going to sing it through, though. And if God is speaking to you, and you know that He wants to have a deep relationship with you, I invite you to come. It's at the name of Jesus, the Bible tells us, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. So we will either praise Him now and have His blessing throughout life, or we'll stand before Him at the judgment for just a moment before we kneel. Because we will kneel. And our judgment will be determined by what takes place in this life. Today might be that moment for you where you give yourself totally and completely to God and He changes you. So don't push Him away. Don't try to hide. Be open before God. Let's sing this chorus through two or three times. I don't know how much. But we want to give you opportunity to come, to meet Jesus, or to just give over a part of your life that you've been holding on to that He needs to have. So let's sing number 112.